And good night, everybody. We're here with Rachel Revolorio. I am your host, Byron Revolorio. How are you today, Rachel?
Good.
Tell us, digging in that bag, what are you eating?
Brownie brittle by, I don't know how to say your name.
Oh, okay. So how you been doing lately, huh? What's up in your, what are you, a sixth grader?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, and then we have an extra guest here, Max.
Maxito.
Maxito, say something. He's being quiet today. So, what's your weekend been so far?
Good.
Yeah. So you have something interesting to tell us? Something you maybe you read or you watch or you know you listen to or maybe something happened at school? What's going on?
Well, I went to your house and we played the game.
Which,
Last of Us.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's a very good game. I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's up? How'd you like the game?
The zombies or whatever they are really creepy.
And yeah.
They make a really weird noise.
Yeah.
But the storyline's good.
Yeah, the storyline is very, 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 very interesting and a really kind of like a cool, you know, point of view of the creators. I also think the storyline is kind of, I would say maybe rated R. What would you think?
Because the girl, spoilers, the girl dies.
Yeah, that's
the little girl.
Yeah,
which
one we think is all is in the cover, but yeah, it's not her. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, the game has been out for, what, 5-6 years? So I think that spoiler alert is a little bit, you know,
yeah.
If you don't know it by now, Bliss, you're probably never going to play it, you know. So, or maybe you're going to play the second part because what's the name of the makers?
Naughty Dog,
yeah. They are coming out with the second part, I think it's in December.
Comment down below if you want us to play it, the first one and the second one.
Yeah, well, the second one hasn't come out, but the first
Nobody
one,
does come out.
Yeah, the first one, we, I think we just played maybe what the first, yeah, we'd like really green into the game. We haven't really not killed many people or zombies, which is the whole idea of the game, you know, pretty much. All we did last night was shoot people and zombies. So what's going on? Are you excited about the school year? How what's going on so far?
Well, it's pretty normal.
Yeah, a lot of new kids in your class this year.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like maybe kids that move into the area or were going to a different school or, well, explain more about that.
Well, one of them, two of them, they're sisters. They came from Maryland.
Oh, Maryland? Oh, that's a long way. That's a little above of Virginia where I was born and grew up. Yeah. So, they move all the way from Maryland, huh?
Yeah. And I can't. The fifth graders came into junior high, and there's a few other, like, new kids, but I don't really know much about them.
Yeah, well, that's good. Made any really good friends, or just people that you like to hang out?
It's normally just all the normal people that I hang out with.
Really? What does your circle consist of? Nerds, jocks, or you know,
weirdos.
Oh, okay, yeah, I hung out a lot with the weirdos at school too. I was considering myself a weirdo too, but yeah. Got any favorite teachers?
Same one as last year, Miss Maupin, our math teacher.
Oh yeah, math. You like math? Huh? Is that your favorite subject at school?
Probably not my favorite, but she's nice.
Oh, really? So what? Going back to your favorite, what is your favorite subject in school or class or whatever you want to call it?
Well, our reading teacher isn't that nice, but I like reading.
Right.
So, I guess reading.
Yeah, and what makes, is a female or a male or female teacher, this reading teacher?
Female.
Female, and why is she not nice? What do you mean by that?
Well, on Friday, which were, no, yeah, Friday, which was yesterday, she had a parent-teacher conference because she made one girl cry.
Oh, wow.
And then on the test, you would normally make like an 80 or something, or 90, but she gave her a 60, and then one person missed 7, and she gave them a 70, so that was totally unfair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
She's really, like, loud and yells at us a lot.
Really? How old is this teacher?
I don't know.
Is she, like, really old, or?
No, she's, like, 40-something.
Oh, really? Where, she a white lady, a Mexican lady, black lady, a white lady? Okay. Well, hopefully she, you know, don't take it out on the kids. If something bad is going on in her life, you know, because, you know, some people do that, you know, they take, you know, take it on other people. But, yeah, that sucks. So what else has been going on in school?
We went on a field trip.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that one.
It was a week ago.
Right.
And we went to Altitude, which is a trampoline park. And it was on Monday. We spent a few hours there. I can't remember. And we ate pizza. We jumped around. We did rock climbing.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do in the rock climbing?
I got to the middle,
yeah,
and then I couldn't find anywhere to put my foot, so I just decided to fall.
Are you strapped to a harness, or it was a free...
There's a foam pit at the bottom.
Oh, at the bottom, so you just jump?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that was cool. You know, I wish you would have told me earlier, so you would have taken the GoPro and, you know, take some cool videos, yeah. But maybe next time, or maybe we can go on a Friday, or, I mean, Saturday, and, you know...
Okay.
Because it sounds like a fun place to be, have fun, and they sell food and drinks and stuff like that over there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So any coming up movies or already released movies that you are interested about that you really would like to go watch in theaters?
Probably none that I would, like, really, really want to watch, but Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Far From Home. Yeah, I think we missed
We were going to watch that yesterday, but instead we watched yesterday.
Yeah.
That movie where the Beatles don't exist.
Yeah, that was pretty. I like that movie. That was a really cool movie, you know. I was a little disappointed that the plot was a little, at the end, was kind of like very, a little bit predictive. Quick. Yeah, quick, yeah. And
it's like they were like, okay, the movie's really, like, long. We need to shorten it.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't make any changes.
Yeah, because I would have liked to know exactly what happened and what made the world, you know. Because it just shows, you know, here goes another spoiler, but due to a blackout, the main character of the movie, Jack gets into an accident, and there was a total world blacked out, and
all
over the world, all the lights went out in the world, and
like 5 seconds.
Yeah, something like that. And then when he woke up at the hospital, and you know, nobody knew nobody knew what the Beatles were, you know, which is one of the most, I would say, probably the most famous band that, you know, you can probably go to anybody in this world and ask them if they know about the Beatles. And I would say maybe about 80% of the people will say they know about the Beatles, or they have heard anything about the Beatles, you know, their music. And, you know, they were pretty... pretty crazy guys, man. They really made a mark on the music industry. That was going to be my second question. Do you, have you seen any cool movies lately? But you answered that one, so, you know. Yeah. TV shows, are you following any TV shows this season, or, you know, just doing your regular thing? Are you still doing your YouTube channel?
Well, sometimes I post like art and animations and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, you told me you were doing animation. That's a pretty cool interest. Maybe one of these days we can
maybe do the process of the animation.
Yeah, and do that, and you know, put them up on Facebook, and you know, I think that will be fun. Well, that was it for us. We're just doing a short test of this podcast, see how we're going to like it, see if we sound interesting or, you know, anything good comes out of it, you know. But if anybody is listening, well,
have
a good night. My name is Byron and
Rachel
and Maxito. Thank you very much and keep smiling. Bye.